Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Struggling to narrow two songs down to one song. Hello guys, this is Liam, Dublin, Ireland, and I thought I'd get involved with the Perfect Pop Picks after some really great episodes recently. I've been thinking about this for a while, and I've been struggling to narrow two songs down to one song, so I'm just going to pick both. Both songs are from the 90s and are unsurprisingly New Zealand songs. The first song I'm going to pick is Jesus, I Was Evil by Darcy Clay. One thing you may notice first is how this song actually sounds. It was recorded on a 4-track cassette recorder, but this song sounds perfect the way it is. The story behind the song is that Darcy recorded it at home and dropped the cassette off to BFM, which is Auckland's student radio station, and they started playing it. They then spent $200 making a video for it, which started being shown on New Zealand music shows. That's how I first saw it. And it just kind of exploded. That's what I remember about it. It was just almost immediate. Everyone loved it. Everyone loved this song. Even though it was recorded on a 4-track, the recording is really immediate and direct. It's kind of exactly what it needs to be. And I think you could have ruined it by doing anything more to it. There's just so much charm in the recording. And the lyrics are really fun too. It goes through how evil he was, even though he really wasn't that evil. The evil things he did were, he used to do things and say things, make things and break things, crash parties and Maseratis, go places and pull faces. But he makes sure he lets everyone know that he never shook babies, he never beat no ladies. But now he's repenting by helping old ladies across the street, shining his shoes upon his feet, growing food to feed the homeless in the street, combing his hair a billion times a week, and saying his prayers before he goes to sleep at night. Unfortunately, Darcy didn't record much more. As he passed away in 1997, he released an EP called Jesus I Was Evil, which included 6 songs. One being a Dynamite cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene, which is probably the best cover I've ever heard of that song. The only other Darcy Clay release was a live set from 1997 when he supported Blur at their Auckland show, which was released posthumously. And that's kind of it.
I used to do lots of things.
My second pick is quite different. It's Down in Splendor by the Straitjacket Fits. So whereas Darcy's song was a home 4-track recording, this song is a lush studio production. The band had 2 songwriters. One was Shane Carter, who was already well known for being in Board Games and the Double Happies, which had released EPs on Flying Nun. And the other was Andrew Burrow, who had been in a band called The Orange in the same scene. They are often given a Lennon McCartney kind of comparison, with Shane Carter as the John Lennon and Andrew Burrow as the Paul McCartney. This is mostly due to Andrew's songs being poppier and lighter than Shane's, which are a bit more rock and angular at times. Down in Splendor is Andrew's greatest moment in my opinion. The song comes from his second album, Melt, from 1990, and it's just such a phenomenal song. The thing that I really like about it is that it kind of ebbs and flows, and the chorus explodes, almost feels like an explosion of light. When I was listening to this song prior to doing this recording, it kind of dawned on me that this almost feels like a sunrise. The verses in the 3 choruses at the start of the song is when you can see the light in the horizon, and the chorus is when the light bursts over. And then there's the lyrics. Like most people, I've written songs over the years, and I just don't know how people write lyrics like these. They're not direct, but they invoke a mood and a feeling. It's just one of those songs that makes me feel, not just the mood, but just, like, you actually get feelings from it. Andrew left the Straight Jacket Fits in 1991 and formed the band Bike. They released one fantastic album called Take the Sun. Andrew passed away last year, at the age of 56, but he left a lot of fantastic songs behind, like this amazing track. Anyway, all the best everyone, and Ke Te Anau, which is See You Later and Marry. Shane Carter is the John Lennon, and Andrew Burrow is the Paul McCartney.